Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, buddy. Happy to have you along, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Man, this sickness is brutal. I'm even starting to feel better, but sometimes my voice just goes out in the weeds. Yeah. Wow. All right. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for December 10th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our 2 of 2 with a goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. Yep, we use the supreme law, the Constitution, as our guide. I know they call you a terrorist if you do that, if you believe in God, family, and country. They say you're crazy these days. But don't worry, the Muslims are all cool running around. And you can't have a religious, litmus on it all. Fine, let's just ban all immigration until we get the immigration problem solved. We can't let the border leak like a sieve. We can't be vulnerable, folks. We got to take it seriously. Bring the military home and protect the homeland. Reject, get rid of Homeland Security entirely. All right, Dr. Ben Carson's in the news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen to this plan. You got the plan, right?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Ben Carson releases health care reform plan, Alexandria, Virginia, December 9th. 2015, so it was released yesterday. And Dr. Ben Carson, retired neurosurgeon and 2016 presidential candidate, puts together a policy plan for healthcare.
You can't go to a doctor for that. I mean, it's like going to Ron Paul, a doctor in Congress. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, this doctor's okay. He's accepted.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of like a PPO, Kurt? They allow certain people to go to certain places and stuff like that. And then they wonder why we don't have the free market. It's interesting. They wonder why it doesn't work. The plan, they say, centers on repealing Obamacare, Kurt, expanding individual choice, and restoring the doctor-patient relationship at the forefront of the healthcare system. The plan is available for download at bencarson.com/issue/healthcare. Now, they say since the implementation of Obamacare, patients have faced rising costs in premiums, deductibles, and copays. They've received less access to the doctors of their choice and have fewer options for their desired health care plans. 5 million Americans, believe it or not, have already been kicked off of their private health care plans, and 21% fewer health care plans are even available to the American people. But don't worry, Dr. Carson's plan will repeal Obamacare altogether. But in place of Obamacare, Dr. Carson proposes, Kurt?
Well, he proposes basically a whole new change. Dr. Carson's plans aim to save Medicaid and modernize Medicare by gradually increasing the eligibility age to 70. I'd move it to like 150, somewhere in there. He says these programs will be reformed, not eliminated. Reform them out of existence.
Okay, but the idea, so what we're going to do is we're going to reform the Ponzi scheme? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, that's what happens so many times,
All right. Now he says he's going to give you the chance to have any health care plan you want based on government health care savings plan?
Well,
savings accounts?
HSAs, they call them. Now, I like that idea. I believe it's kind of a step in the right direction. Now, I don't mean that it's the place we ought to be to. It's kind of like vouchers in government school or in, education. At least to me, vouchers means that then you can get a little bit more private competition, even though they're going to take government money, which is a problem. At least you have more people participating and maybe you get, a little better product, in the health savings accounts. Do they work like this, Sam? We're like they're pro-choice where, you can put your money wherever you want.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, anyway. Sir. In fact, if you don't use them, Kurt, you'll lose them.
Yeah, see, now it makes no sense to me.
It makes perfect sense if the goal is to rip you off and steal your money and shut you down and empower government. Right. Why don't you get that?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't want to really encourage people to really go for health so that they can keep their wealth.
It's not about health. It's about control, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
It's about destroying America and creating every system. Just overloading every system is unsustainable.
Yep.
With a goal of a single-payer health care system. That's the goal. Yep. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure nothing works for you, my friend, until we get there.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but that is their goal, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it sure seems like it. And yet, you know, what's so cool to me is you have a hard time finding a town or a city or an area where you can't find, you know, some good massage services. You can't find good, you know, chiropractic. You can't. And these, of course, are the, you know, kind of like us.
It's alternative
media,
stuff. We can't
the
find
alternative.
That.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, even though many times it's like jumping over some kind of a, you know, obstacle course to ever get your insurance to pay for that kind of stuff when you would prefer it, but at least people still support it because they see that it works. It's kind of like the government schools, you know. I mean, everybody is forced to pay for them, and yet, you know, you still have private education. I was going to say flourishing, but, you know, it's around, even though people are forced to pay for one group while they still have to take their hard-earned money and, you know, fund another one.
It's
right?
A great point. And when you say you don't understand because your goal is to have good, honest, health, flexible options that would meet the needs of you and your family based on your own agency, your own ability to choose what you think is best for your family, you're right. It doesn't make any sense when that's the goal.
I'm pro-choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful with that now, but I agree.
I know. It's crazy,
now,
isn't it?
Here's the deal. Ben Carson says this will be available to everybody who has a Social Security number. In other words, if you have the national ID card, buddy, you're cool, you're in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're out.
Yeah. He says, I spent my entire adult life, well, he hasn't spent his entire adult life because he's, you know, still around, but anyway, within the American healthcare system, spending countless nights working to heal the lives of children in America and beyond. You know, it's like when Buzz Lightyear says, to infinity and beyond. That's what Dr. Carson says. Then he went on to say, healthcare decisions are some of the most important decisions a person will ever face, and the government should not be the one to make these decisions. Now, the only problem is that kind of goes against his forced vaccination program, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, Kurt, what you do is you talk outside both sides of your mouth, and it's all cool.
Oh, okay. So then it says the power to choose your health care plan and your doctor was always intended to be placed within the hands of we the people. I am pleased to release my vision for the American health care system and offer a blueprint for empowering the American people instead of the federal government. And, you know, there you go.
Now, in theory, I kind of agree with the general rhetoric around the plan.
Yeah, but
the details are devastating. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
they're based on a national ID card called a Social Security number. The unsustainable Ponzi scheme is kept going forever. He wants to, quote, preserve it, save it. Yeah, I was promised my whole working life from age 20 to 48 years old that I was going to get this at 63 or this at 65 or this at 67. Now they want to just change the whole Ponzi scheme to save it from absolute complete failure, force it to be 70, require me to work longer, and then by the time I get there, it'll be 75 or 80 or failed altogether. Okay, and then he wants to run around and give me the chance to have the government control a specific account just for me that I would fund. Don't worry, it's flexible. I can transfer it to my neighbors and to my friends and to my loved ones, and I can move it across state lines, and I can deal with this, and I can deal. Why do I have to have any kind of plan, savings, or anything? Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I have lived as a married man for 24 years almost, and I have had 8 children in that amount of time, so there's 10 of us to support. We have not had insurance our whole marriage. Actually, there was a teeny slice for about 6 months or something like that we had it. Yep. Long story short, it went all south. And after we didn't have it anymore, we had a bunch of money to pay back to it, by the way. That's another whole long story. Nevertheless, the fact is we've supported all 10 of us. We've paid out of pocket for our health care. I get 30 to 50 to 60% discounts on everything by personally negotiating them and paying cash. Yes, we've had big catastrophes in healthcare. We've had a child with some heart problems that's cost a lot of money. We had one child that had some seizures, cost a lot of money too. So I get big, expensive things. And I'm telling you right now that, ladies and gentlemen, there are ways to deal with these things. And I know it's rough, but you can help the doctor pay for his boat. There's a lot of ways to accomplish things. If you think outside the box and negotiate with personal care friends, you can even go outside of the country and get incredible health care. If you go to Nepal, for example, you can get all kinds of incredible high-tech health care. The long story short about it is this. Now Barack says me paying for my own stuff for 10 people ain't good enough and I'm forced to get insurance, except there's no insurance that I can get that makes any sense, Kurt. We'll talk about that and more in seconds, and Carson's plan doesn't help at all.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Rand Paul wants to talk about health care, Kurt. I went to his website, I have a soundbite. Here's what he said.
President Obama's fundamental promise that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, was a lie. Now, millions of Americans are facing the real-life consequences of Obamacare, including dropped coverage and higher premiums. Obamacare puts big government between you and your doctor. And when government gets in the way, healthcare costs rise, patient choice is lost, and medical innovation is diminished. I support making all medical expenses tax deductible, allowing insurance to be bought across state lines, and empowering all citizens to have access to health savings accounts. As a doctor, I promise you this. I will make it my mission to heal this nation, reverse the course of Obamacare, and work to repeal every last bit of it.
Pretty good, huh, Kurt? Now, I'm not really that supportive of the savings plans either, but I will agree with you. I will agree with Rand Paul, and I will agree with Ben Carson that if we've already got those savings plans, at least in the current structure, temporarily speaking, in other words, moving in the right direction, as you wisely pointed out, that, you know what, they're probably better than not. At least you can put money aside. At least it's already a mechanism for pre-taxed income to go there and to be utilized for health care. And so what Rand Paul's saying is I want portability. I want flexibility. I want, for the most part, the government out of it. I want to reduce your taxes all at the same time. So I look at Ben Carson's plan versus Rand Paul's plan, Kurt. Whose do you think is better?
Well, I mean, at least we've talked about this a number of times. You know, get these guys who are experts in their area, and both of these guys would qualify in the whole medical world. You know, I'd love to see him, you know, ideas of both of them together. I like Rand Paul's moves more when it comes to, you know, letting people choose and, you know, instead of, you know, the Carson plan of forcing people to take the jab, et cetera. You know, when I was looking this up after you gave me the assignment.
What part,
you know,
do you like better of Carson versus Paul, though?
Well.
Nothing?
I mean, I like the fact that, I mean, the health savings account things is a smart move.
Yeah, they
in
both
my opinion.
Are
if
for
you
those
really, okay, good. If you really let people choose what their money can go to, I mean, because if it's their money, they should be able to choose. If it's theirs, it's theirs.
Yeah, but what you if know, you choose you some whacked this, out conspiracy theory
I
healthcare
know,
thing
that's
not
point.
Approved?
It's called choice, Sam. It's called freedom.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called liberty.
I forgot about that.
I was looking this up when you gave
I've
me
grown
the
up in tyranny for so long, I'm just not sure how to even respond.
I know.
That kind of,
yeah. So you got Rand Paul, for example, this one, you know, headline says, Rand Paul equates right to health care to slavery. Because, you know, a little while back, you know, you got these people who believe that, hey, we have a right to everything, you know. I mean,
yeah, speaking of that, let me just sound off on this right now. The blacks are saying, hey, well, I'll tell you what they're saying in a second. Finish your comment. No, we'll relate
well, anyway,
this to the slavery
so
point,
he,
though.
He, yeah, good. You know, and he said this in response to this idea that people have rights to health care. He says, with regard to the idea of whether you have a right to health care, you have to realize what that implies. It's not an abstraction. I'm a physician. That means you have a right to come to my house and conscript me. Now, he should have said it in nicer or easier, softer words that people can understand. But he goes on, he says, it means you believe in slavery. It means that you're going to enslave not only me, but the janitor at my hospital, the person who cleans my office, the assistants who work in my office, the nurses. Basically, once you imply a belief and a right to someone's services, do you have a right to plumbing? Do you have a right to water? Do you have a right to food? You're basically saying you believe in slavery. You're saying you believe in taking and extracting from another person. Our founding documents were very clear about this. You have a right to pursue happiness, but there's no guarantee of physical comfort. There's no guarantee of concrete items. In order to give something concrete, you have to take it from someone, so there's an implied threat of force. If I'm a physician in your community and you say you have a right to health care, do you have a right to beat down my door with the police,
Heck
escort
yeah.
me away, and force me to take care of you? That's ultimately what the right to free health care would be. If you believe in a right to health care, you're believing in basically the use of force to conscript someone to do your bidding.
Now, Kurt, he's right as rain. Yeah. I support That's right. his health care plan. He's the most cogent solution provider there is on the stage. Even with the problems that I'm having with Rand begging me for money and not being accessible, especially when he's tanking in the polls, I still think he's got the best policies of anybody. Now, let me kind of tailor this to the point. Black students are now demanding free tuition, Kurt. Because they're black, they say,
yeah,
you know what?
Sam.
We deserve free tuition, buddy.
Free everything, you know? I mean, hey.
Yeah. The problem is the extremist students known as the Black Liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Collective, what? Black Liberation?
Yeah.
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 They want to transform institutions of higher learning, and they're demanding free health care. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, free tuition. So there you go. And this is the exact point. You know, is somebody going to be forced to get up and teach them, Kurt?
Well, of course, Sam. I mean, you got to have somebody forced to do stuff. That's the way freedom works these days. Huh, Sam?
Yeah. It's just beyond imagination. So, see, Rand Paul, yeah, in my opinion, is the most cogent of all of them, Kurt. And you know what? That's why I really want him on the radio. Because if he could do long-form discussions about this stuff. And when, yeah, I say long-form, I'm talking about him joining us for 15 minutes, a half hour, you know, several different times over a, you know, a several-month period of time or whatever, to articulate this stuff. It didn't take me very long to play that one-minute soundbite, which laid out his general plan. Hey, we got a problem with Barack Care. This guy's going to repeal all of it if he gets the chance. He considers himself a physician. His goal is to heal the nation. He's going to do it by letting the free market work, by letting you buy insurance anywhere in the country, across state lines, which right now is prohibited by your government. He's going to allow free markets. He's going to basically reduce your taxes. And he wants you to be able to go to whoever you want to for your health care, Kurt. That says a whole lot in a very short amount of time. That's 1 minute. But then you can clarify, like you've wisely done. It's taken us, what, 5 minutes to get done? He could come on here for 15 minutes and he could really clarify and he could beat the heads of the mainstream press with this. He could say, you know what? I'm on Meet the Press right now. I'm Rand Paul. You know what? I went on Liberty Roundtable yesterday and I did a whole 15-minute expose on this with an intelligent, thoughtful talk show host that really wants to see this issue resolved. And you know what? You guys ought to look to that for my complete statements that won't be perverted by the mainstream press. Just think what could be done if we created this kind of cooperative partnership.
Yep.
So there you have it. I don't think Rand is perfect, but I still think he's the best for the job. But the problem is, Kurt, he doesn't have any support at all. I don't really find out anything that he's doing, really. You got to struggle to hunt it down. And I know that's the mainstream press's fault to a great degree. I get that. I agree with that. All right, the ongoing racial strife on American college campuses has birthed an extremist group of black students known as the Black Liberation. Black students are demanding free tuition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Walmart's
free food,
jumping.
Free housing, free tuition.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah.
Have it.
Walmart's jumping into the payment systems deal, the crowded mobile payment systems. They got it. It's called Walmart Pay. They're not going to let the cell phone
Apple
providers
Pay's
have
not
it all.
Gonna do it.
Yeah. No. This is Walmart Pay. We'll talk about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, so Apple Pay and the Android equivalent, etc., all these different systems aren't working that well, Kurt. They're not really being adopted quickly enough, they say. But don't worry, Walmart Pay is happening. And they say the bottom line is Walmart's getting into the business. They have a different plan than the other plans, Kurt. Theirs is quite simple. In the Walmart app, they now let you scan QR codes and pay with your choice of cards, etc. Anyway, there you have that. Weird stuff.
Well, there's one other pay system that they've been trying to get rid of, Sam, for quite some time.
What, it's gold and silver?
Cash, yeah.
Oh, the good
gold
point.
And silver, too. And yet, I find that pretty much universally accepted. In fact, there's bonuses that are available when you use it. You know, sad to say, it's a little difficult to track every move that you make if you use that. And, you know, we wouldn't want to, I mean, you know, that is a rough part about using cash and using the, you know, gold or silver. It's, I mean, it's a little tough to know where it all goes and what all happens with it. I mean, you know, you certainly wouldn't want that in America. You know, all part of the new kind of freedom and liberty that we have, you know. But they're still using cash, and they even give discounts for it in some places.
Yeah, and it makes me kind of wonder. You know, it's almost a patriotic duty to use cash, Kurt.
Well, one of my favorite things to do, you know, some folks think you just do this at Christmas time, but, you know, occasionally if you feel really wealthy, you know, and somebody paid you with maybe a $100 bill that you don't usually see that much of, you know, you trade it in for $52 bills. The $2 bills have a cool little picture of the founding fathers on the back, and so many times when you use them to buy something, like say you buy 5 gallons of gas for, you know, $5 $2 bills, people, like I did last night, there was one guy goes, "Oh, I collect those." Well, you know, I mean, at least they get kind of excited about using that kind of money. And you can even get a bonus because you didn't have to pay so much because you didn't use your card or something like that, you know. But, you know, use those fun little $2 bills, you know, They still make them.
Yeah, Kurt likes those $2 bills, man.
Yeah.
Hey, they don't have interest attached to them, right?
They cost twice as much as a dollar bill, but, you
yeah,
know,
glad
anyway.
Kurt's got that math yeah. done. This is new math, yes, ladies sir. And gentlemen. You got the new math government style, which doesn't add up, but Kurt's does add up at least,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But they don't have interest attached is kind of the key to a lot of those, if you get the right ones,
yeah.
right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, especially if you get those nice red ones. Now, they cost a little bit more. You know, I mean, I can typically buy, you know, say 100 of those for 2 1/4. So they are a little bit more. That's the United States notes. The red ones, the last ones that were made in 1963. But as a Give Me Liberty Fund member, you know, if you want one of those, you know, hey, you can just give us a shout out. We'll get one to you or get you a batch of them. You know, it's up to you.
There you go. All right, Kurt, yeah. there's some weird stuff going on.
Yes.
And there's two stories that kind of relate, in my opinion, to the same issue. And this is where, under the guise of freedom, they're making greater slaves out of many of us. They now let women, in this new era of freedom, serve everywhere in the military.
Well,
front lines,
Sam,
everywhere.
Yeah, If you don't, I mean, you're just against freedom. I mean, you're not.
That's right.
Know? I mean,
I'm against freedom. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm a chauvinist pig. I get it. You know.
That's
but
right,
here's the deal.
You know?
These women now have a problem with this newfound freedom.
Yeah.
Pentagon is now to confer with the Justice Department on having women register for the draft. See, if you get access to everything, Kurt, you gotta be registered for the draft and be drafted too.
Well, I mean, it's part of equality, right, Sam?
Yeah. So now they're talking about that. They're saying, hey, we gotta force women to be involved in the draft. You gotta, when you turn 18, you know, every male has to do that, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
Has to sign up so they could be drafted on the quote list. Well, now they're saying women got to do the same, Kurt.
Well, I mean, wouldn't want to have any special treatment.
And they're trying to confer with the Justice Department. Sounds like justice, huh? And the Pentagon and everybody, they're trying to work this out. You know, how can they give all the women everything but not create the equality they pushed for? Well, it gets a little worse, Kurt.
Yeah.
I guess what, Dateline Submarine? Is that, you know, I mean, the Beatles used to sing about a little yellow submarine, right, Kurt?
Now, this report, yeah, that's right. We all live in a yellow submarine. Anyway, from the NavyTimes.com, you get, you know, a lot of reports from these guys. But, you know, this headline, you get Sailor Ring. Now, that's not somebody with a ring on. That's a group of sailors. And then it says, repeatedly filmed undressing women on sub. Now, Sam, what I would like to know in this rather lengthy article, I mean, it's probably 5 pages long, tells all about the trials and all the, you know, bad stuff going on the submarines and everything, but they never put any solution. So what I was thinking is maybe you could provide the military, in this case the Navy, a solution so that, you know, these tragic situations didn't occur aboard submarines. Have you got a solution?
Yeah, I do. Here's, in my opinion, it kind of starts with God's law. I know this sounds like already whacked and crazy. I get it, but I'm just telling you.
You brought up the G word.
Mm. And God's law says that, you know what, men and women should be abstinent, should remain virgins, should not be sexually active at all when they're single.
Wow.
And then once they're married, legally and lawfully, in a male-female relationship, then sex is not only permissible but encouraged.
Yeah.
The procreative power is enabled to bring children to that marriage. In other words, perpetuate the race and further God's plan, as well as to unite husband and wife in something special that is only exclusively for them. And it's a way to have something that bonds them, unites them. In fact, the human body based on the Almighty's design, releases chemicals. And what do they call them? Dopamines and those kind of things?
Yeah, endorphins.
Endorphins, okay. That fun stuff. Literally, chemically, if you will, bonds the two so involved together. It's designed to strengthen the marital relationship. It's designed to create this fundamental unit of society known as the family. And so the first thing I would do is say that, you know what, if you are not married, so you're supposed to be completely free from sexual activity, and you're in the military, then the last thing you need to do is be alone with a female or a male of the opposite sex. In fact, we need to use the buddy system to make sure that people aren't alone. I mean, you even talk about that when you go swimming at the swimming pool or whatever, right? Or you go out on the street when you're a young kid, teenager. You know, take a buddy, make sure you got somebody with you. We've always taught our kids that, right? Well, anyway, so we need the buddy system to make sure that male and females are not together. I mean, not in a foxhole, not alone in a submarine, et cetera, et cetera. Now, then once married, monogamy, is that the right word?
Yep.
Is supposed to be the order of the day.
Uh-huh.
And so the last thing you'd want is a married male or female together, alone, for any reason. And so if you were to leave on a ship, let's say there's 25 men and two women, married or not, you wouldn't want those two women alone with those 25 men in a very controlled environment. Because what happens is mob rules. The natural man takes over. And so it's not a scenario that we should ever promote, because God's laws would say that's the last thing we want to happen. It would break the moral code the Almighty has set forth and subject us to all manner of punishment by God, and would result in the lack of trust, the lack of stability, the debasement of morals in the military. And so since we just cannot have that, we will move back to a traditional role. I know it's a chauvinistic pig role. I get it. But we need to have women safe and protected. Mm-hmm. And the role of men is providers, fathers, and protectors. The role of women is mothers, nurturers, right? And the two roles together create the greater whole. Synergism. It's called the God-ordained family. I'll finish in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Anyway, to finish up the discussion, Kurt asked me about, can I provide solutions for the military? Yeah, it starts with God's law, using his guidelines relating to sexual intimacy and activity. I would submit to you that it's pretty simple. And the family, the fundamental unit of society, should be at the heart of it all. And the marriage, husband and a wife, legally and lawfully married, should be at the heart of it all. And frankly, these scenarios that they create only cause the very problems they say they want to solve. It's true when it comes to the war on drugs, we got more drugs. The war on terrorism, we got more terrorism. The war on poverty, we got more poverty. Now they run around and they talk about and focus on sex and want to empower women. But what they've done now is they've got these women, they're being forced to undress on submarines now, Kurt. And that supposedly makes them free. They're being forced now to sign up for the military draft, all in the name of choice and freedom. Okay, again, yeah. The government declares war on what? Women? Is really what's happening?
Well, you know, for example, Sam, you have this, you know, in the Navy Times, this report says this, all right? We're talking about these submarine, they call them midshipmen, and yet they're women. Sam, but anyway, they say, here's what happened. It wasn't a prank or whatever. They say it was a sophisticated and repeated invasion of privacy, where male Wyoming sailors, now that doesn't mean they're from Wyoming, it means they're on the sub called the Wyoming, they acted as lookouts while a friend filmed female shipmates undressing with cell phones or an iPod Touch, and then it says, both of which are banned aboard the sub. Of course, you know, I mean, you got those rules to follow. One sailor admitted that he and a male peer rushed to secretly record each female midshipman while she was in the shower changing room. They filmed every woman each time she took a shower during the three-month patrol, he said, several times a day, according to a new report. Now, you know, at least in my opinion, if you want to figure out a better way to weaken a country's military, I don't know. I mean, outside of the whole, don't ask, don't tell homosexual admission kind of thing, what is worse, Sam? I mean, but you really got, when these guys are supposed to be taking care of, the sub, but now they've got to hurry up each time some, midshipman that's a woman, has got to take a shower. They've got to make sure and, be on duty, if you will. And the military's got to figure this all out and figure out who got the videos and who saw them and who didn't tell and all this stuff. And in the end, they still don't come up with any real solution. They don't realize, and they don't even say that, hey, however long it's been since we had submarines, we never had this problem before, and yet what has caused the problem? Simply one thing. We put women on subs. Right, Sam?
Yes, they would say we're making it too simple. What needs to happen is these men just need to exercise self-control. Now, I don't deny that's true. Men should be the protectors, not the... What? What's the word? Perpetrators?
Well, the evil souls that the media says.
Yeah, perpetrators. They need to be the protectors, not the perpetrators, okay? So I'm not justifying what's being done. It's wrong, and the men should be, have self-control and should not be perpetrators. However, again, the responsibility is on all sides here. We shouldn't put these women together with men in the first place. You can't just put men in these horrible positions all the time and say, thou shalt not fall. That's what the buddy system's about. That's what God's laws are about. That's what, okay, not getting too close to the edge in the first place is the wise course. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to solve this. There are ways. And it's just amazing to me how we seem to ignore this stuff. So I've laid out so many solutions, Curtis, beyond imagination. We're going in the complete wrong direction, all in the name of, quote, women liberation, liberating women. But what we've done is we've basically exploited them and turned them into virtual, well, they've lost a lot of ground.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Great. That's a great point.
All right. Anything else on that that's important, Kurt?
I don't see anything else out of, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, hey, it's, you know, simple to see. Even a, you know, little kid could figure out what the problem was. It worked all the time before now. And we introduced the women on the subs. Now we got these kinds of problems. What is the problem? Well, there it is. And yet, if you bring that up as a solution, oh, well, you're some kind of an insensitive bozo, you know. Speaking of bozos, you know, Jeff Bezos is in the news, Sam.
Oh, yeah, good old Jeff.
Now, I don't know if you knew about this, but, you know, he's bringing in some extra cash. They say he's, he pulled in extra $29.5 billion this year. And there's a few other guys that did all right. I mean, you know, they're Mark Zuckerberg, they say he got... He gained about $11.2 billion. He's somewhere in the $45.6 billion net worth range. By the way, Bezos is at $58.4 billion is where he is now. Now, that's, using that old Amazon where they, they had a loss for so many years, they could never make a profit, right? And then there's something called Alphabet. Do you know what Alphabet is?
That's the new Google thing, Kurt?
I don't know. Anyway, there's some company called Alphabet.
Yeah, Google basically converted a lot of their stuff into this Alphabet idea.
Okay. Well, anyway, that guy gained $9.2 billion. He's up to $38.4 billion. Sergey Brin at Alphabet gained $8.9 billion. He's up to $37.6 billion. Michael Bloomberg gained $5.5 billion. He's up to $40.5 billion. You know, there's some other guys that are bigger gainers. Shanghai Ross, I don't know who that is, but anyway, he gained $3.6 billion. You know, anyway, this is a booming economy, Sam. The Uber guy, he did all right too. He gained 100%. His net worth is now $6 billion. And this is all in fortunes that were measured between January 1 and December 4th. So, you know. We need some guys. The Airbnb guys did all right too. They gained 120%. And they're up to $3.3 billion. So, you know, there's some losers and some winners. I guess you could say some gainers. You know,
I guess so. There. Well, Jeff Bezos. Yeah. So, what does all that mean then? What's the plan, Kurt?
Well, I think Jeff Bezos is gonna keep moving forward, even with government interference or whatever. This is what you would call disruptive technology.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. This is your phrase for it.
And, all right.
You know, these guys are doing it, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a new campaign, Kurt. Yeah. And the goal is to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 years old in local races, and they're saying it ignites debate. Do you want to weigh in on this real quick?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't want to be unfair, Sam. I mean, you know, I don't understand why 16 would be the limit. I mean, you know, we should just say that, you know, a baby can run for office, and, you know, we already got people that are upset because of the age limits and the Constitution for president and senator and all that stuff. So, you know, I mean, we're going to put women on submarines, you know. We got to go with freedom everywhere, right? You know, but there's certain kinds of things that, you know, are not intended for everybody, Sam.
Yeah.
You know, right?
So do you think they should do it or no?
Well, you're talking about if, you know, somebody could run for office if they're running
no,
for mayor,
they would vote
16
at
or
16.
Oh, voting at 16. You know, I kind of would like to go back to the old ways where if you don't own property, you can't vote.
Whoa.
I know.
Man,
it's kind of crazy, you know, but I'd prefer that people take like a voting test to see if they could even qualify to vote. I mean, you know.
You think women should vote, too?
Well, I mean, we have them take a driver's test to see if they can drive, right? Yeah. On the whole women thing, you know, if they own property, which is what happens these days, you know, many times, but, you know, imagine a test for people that are voting, you know, some kind of test to see if they really know the issues before they even vote.
Right. So would you let women vote?
Know, I mean, well, I think that fully informed women, just like fully informed men, you know, people who really understand the issues probably would vote correctly. My problem is we got this unlimited kind of voting that says, hey, man, if you hurry up and vote, you'll get a sticker. You know, I think that's kind of like it's just stupidity that we do these days, you know.
Wow. That's pretty cool, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, crazy
Kurt's
stuff.
Kurt's just kind of rough.
Dangerous.
A blessing.
One more of this.
That's on, you know. The goal isn't, ladies and gentlemen, to be against anyone. The goal is to make sure that we're legitimately doing what benefits America. So are you for lowering the voting age, Kurt?
Well, I mean, we're changing everything else. I mean, we got... I mean, it seems like it's one of those issues we shouldn't even worry about. Right now, we got bigger fish to fry.
We got to worry about that. How else are we going to keep you distracted, my friend?
Oh, that's right. Good point.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. Turn your phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure. Thanks.